always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da,
king.
Shabak da,
king.
I yada da,
king.
I yada da,
king.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da,
king.
Shabak da,
king.
We yada da,
king.
We yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and I'm excited to bring an interview to you, man, that we've been working on for a little bit, man. This is a new cat to the holy hip-hop game, at least for us out here, man, and it's the homie Reflect, man. Reflect, make some noise, boss.
Yo, what up?
Man, we excited.
Glad to be here, man. Yada King is in the building.
That's right, man. Yada the King, we here, and, man, we just wanted to chop it up with you, man. And we see that you just dropped a new album called The Mirror. So I mean, you got Reflect the Mirror. I mean, how did we gonna talk about this in a little bit about your name and all that, man? But man, we just excited that you are able to get on with us. Where you from, bro?
Oh man, I appreciate you having me, bro. I'm out here in Queens, man. I'm originally from Long Island, you know. So out
there,
man, living life and loving God, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. So you born and raised in Queens, man?
No, I wasn't born out here, actually. I was, my father traveled a lot, so I was actually born in Wichita, Kansas. My pops was working down there for a moment.
Okay.
I don't have any family, but, and then after that, went to New York, and, then after New York, man, went traveling a little bit and came back home to New York. So it's Long Island, not Queens, but I just moved out here. So
dope, man.
Blessing,
so
man.
I know y'all just had a hurricane, though, man. Is everything cool in your city, man? I know it's kind of crazy. Do you guys normally have those?
Oh, man, we survived. I survived. You know, we had, it was kind of crazy. Big tree fell on our building, man. I put a picture on Facebook.
Wow.
But we just thank God it wasn't as bad as it could have been. You know what I'm saying? And it was like quiet before the storm, and you know the skies was kind of crazy, and you know we didn't know what was gonna happen. President Obama just, you know, had the warnings and the mayor, and so we just thank God it wasn't as bad as it could have been. It could have got real ugly. So.
Praise
yeah,
God,
I'm still
man.
In one piece. Still in one piece.
That's really what it is, man. All about. We're going to talk about abstinence today, man. And that kind of came from the song that you had. But let's do this. We're going to go to a song real quick. Get Your Weight Up, the remix from the homie K-Drama featuring Cambino, Caleb Starr. I mean, like, if I start naming the names, I'm going to forget some cats. So I'm just going to leave it like that. Let's go.
K-Drama.
Yeah. Yo, gotta get stronger. Bullets whizzing past, so it's time to add bulletproof plates to the armor. Meditate longer. The odd man out, but gotta segregate farther. Assimilation will harm ya. The game gets confusing when the snake is the charmer. So I tell my spy to add more weight to the bar, sir. My biceps bulge, make the pecs pop. Endure the pain until my trainer makes the rest
resisting,
stop.
Resisting, that's a constant repetition.
Okay.
Quitting is not an option, run the race until it's finished.
Hold up, wait a minute.
What?
I just had an epiphany. I can't get my weight up if I don't have no consistency.
Okay.
I let you have that tip for free, I hope you won't ignore it.
Nope.
Sin separates from God like the phone jack on the cordless. Call me SpongeBob, cause the scriptures I absorb it. Now I can Air Jordan all out of your orbit.
Get your weight up, get your weight up. Get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You can do it, you can do it. Get your weight up, get your weight up. Get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You can do it, you can do it.
For a long time I've been on the workout bench. I've been working out since I was birthed out of sin. I ain't work out of sin, cause if that would've worked, instead of worshiping God, I'd be worshiping strength. I know it ain't worth my sins, that'll never work out. Plus the verse out in Philippians 2:12-13, I can only work out what God works in.
Slow it down.
For every struggle, I'm growing another muscle. I know I tussle with more than just a flash. It's the double threat of the world plus the devil. By faith, I'm going to another level. As long as God's my king.
Devil is a liar, I'm not tired. I am just getting started. I done drank my shake, done double my weight, incline, pushing that bucket. Not mad at dumbbells, I squat, press, shrug like a rhodium. If they need a spotter at the altar, my muscle will hold them. See, all God's ways are free for you to build your muscle. Get in shape for the race, not for demonic tussle. Make heaven your goal, get your fate up. That word is weight up, cleanse out what you ate up. Straight up, put your plate up, get your weight up.
Listen, I ain't of this world, fam. Shout out to Pluto, yeah. But I got my weight up, Cincinnati sumo. On my Romans 12, that's the least that I could do so. Worship my life, I call it the Hallelujah Show. Put the message in my rap like Bazooka Show. That's a fact of life drama, this my tutti flow. I said, yes, Shekinah, I ain't who they used to know. Gun in the mic, but had to let one of them tools go.
Get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, you can do it.
Slim, better get that weight up, hit that gym. You been on that scrawny tip for too long, sitting in front of that TV trying to be holy, frontin' like you strong. Boy, what you on? Better hop up off that futon. Get up in the word like Microsoft, cause that war goes on when the mics go off. And when the mic goes off, did your light go off? If so, better flip that switch, we fit behind that cross.
I wanna grow stronger, wanna go longer.
All in.
I don't wanna be half and half like an Arnold Palmer. I want great faith, I want to endure. The Lord is so good, that's why I want more.
That's why I'm always on the bench, like I'm third string. While others stay on Twitter, I call them Bird Kings.
The cross is the ball, sin is the weight. Press out of love, let's go beyond great.
Get your weight up.
Not him, you better be yourself, not like them. You got purpose, you better chase it. You got dreams, homeboy, you can
I
make
said,
it.
I said, homie, get on your hustle. I said, baby, get on your grind. You got dreams, better chase them. Before you don't have the time. You was made in this image, shape, in this purpose. They beat you down, you ain't worth this. You got dreams, chase hard, no matter what it is. Don't put it above God.
She at the strip club now, dropping it low, working that pole, all for the dough. Feels pain, know she worth more than a couple of dollars that the clients throw. Ballet dancer, growing up, wanted to go to Juilliard, it was so tough. Travel abroad, do cool stuff, was told all her life she was never good enough. Knew that her talent was God-given, and at that moment made a brave decision to walk away from a life of pain, to walk away from a life of shame. Miss Roberts, the kids love to call her name. She got her own spot, Southside, help South, full ride, scholarships for kids that really need it. Walking in the purpose of fear, she beat it.
I said, homie, get on your hustle. I said, baby, get on your grind. You got dreams, better chase them. Before you don't have the time. You was made in this image, shape, in this purpose. They beat you down, you ain't worth this. You got dreams, chase hard, no matter what it is, don't put it above God.
You were made in this image, shape, in this purpose. You fearfully and wonderfully made.
The world has a way to beat you down. God is around. There's a purpose for your life. Even when it don't look right, just know you walk by faith and not by sight. The world has a way to beat you down. God is around. There's a purpose for your life. Even when it don't look right, just know you walk by faith and not by sight.
I said, homie, get on your hustle. I said, baby, get on your grind. You got dreams, better chase them. Before you don't have the time. You was made in this image, shape, in this purpose. They put you down, you ain't worth this. You got dreams, chase hard, no matter what it is, don't put it above God.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Cambino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
life totally cool.
Available at iTunes,
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Serving the fight of faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
Rock Soul Productions presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more.
Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation to you. Visit markarthuronline.com.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org.
New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you could come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHartPublishing.com. Hunter Hart Publishing, offer God's heart to a dying world.
Yes, that song was The Great Escape, and that was the homie. What is dude's new name? Sherrod White on Yacht of the King Radio. Sometimes I'll be forgetting these cast names, man, and I'll be trying to pronounce them correctly. But I got the homie Reflect. Now, Reflect, you had an easy name for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I just got saved, I'm going to know how to say that. You know what I'm saying? So,
I try to make it easy for the, you know, easy for the listeners. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. So let's talk about this, man. Your testimony, bro. I want to hear how you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Wow, man. that's a long story and a short story one. I guess I'll just keep it to the short story, man. My family, I didn't always grow up, you know, saved. My family was kind of like nice family, you know, to people and stuff like that. We went to church like 3 times out the year, you know, and it was nice on the outside, but a lot of things going on the inside, you know. And that's what, you know, sin does. You cover things up. And, man, I just felt like really my family was tearing at the seams, and nobody was really noticing. And then, you know, one day, my mother took us to church, and I was just amazed by the love, you know, and I really wasn't familiar with that. You know, I was probably in my teens about that time, and I just saw the love in God's people, and took some of that stuff back home, and I saw it just, and it wasn't me, but I saw, you know, the word, you know, my mother applying the word and prayer and all that stuff. And it just brought my family back together, you know, and I really believe that, you know. I just remember seeing, you know, some tough things, man, and I just seen God restore my family. And, you know, I knew it was real from that moment. And also, you know, I had asthma when I was young, really bad, and I was always in the hospital. And, you know, a preacher said, you know, God can heal. And, all you have to ask and believe, you know. And so I asked him, and he healed me of all of that.
And
it was just crazy, you know. I just seen God reveal himself in so many ways. He's like, listen, you know, it's just the truth, you know. And you know, ever since then, man, he's been doing so much in my life. I can't even talk about it, explain it all, you know. It's just to me, the people, just doing what he does, you know. So
dope, man. And the thing I always like to ask the artist is, as of, you know what I'm saying, even this last month, man, what are some things God has been dealing with you on? What are some things he's been growing you up in and maturing you in? Because I always believe our testimony is continually being created.
Definitely, man. That's good. I guess in this last month, man, I've really been reading this book called The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer, and it's a heavy book, but it kind of like it goes into just seeking God alone. And it's kind of like what we usually do is we seek God and we have an end. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want God and I want, you know, successful career. I want God and I want this.
Yeah.
And but when you have that end, you kind of take away, because it almost like taints your motives to why you follow God. You remember, like, when you're little and you want to go outside, so you clean your room so you can go outside.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes we do that with God. You know what I'm saying? We try to clean up a little bit and say, okay, God, now you can bless me. But that's far from it, and that's far from relationship. And everything is in God. Everything is in God. Like, just whatever. Like, it's just in God. And if we can really realize that, if I can realize that my time with him in the morning is the most valuable thing that's on this world, you know, nothing can really, you know, nothing can, you know, tempt me or pull me or bribe me, because everything is downhill. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it doesn't compare. You know, a Grammy can't compare to your time with God, an award, you know, million friends on Facebook, it doesn't compare to King of Kings. And so, you know, knowing that it's theory and practicing that and applying that, you know, walking like that is two different things. And I just been trying to, you know, just constantly, man, stay before him and you know, just want him and whatever he wants and where he wants me to go. You know, and that's where I go, and just trying to set aside my own personal agenda, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, man, that's
good stuff.
That's what I've been learning.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's good. We all got to get to a point where we seek his heart, not his hand. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that a lot of church people will say, but we just got to make sure that it's something that we are actually attaining. And we all get to the place where it's like, man, okay, God is this genie. Let me, you know what I'm saying? If I'm good, he's going to hook me up. You know, if I'm bad, he's going to punish me. But, you know what I'm saying? God, God is, he wants us to have a real relationship with him. Man, I'm going to go to your first song called Wake Up, man. And in this line, you said, I'm headed to the Supreme Court. Just to let them know that this is not the Supreme Court. I know I'm messing the words up just a tad bit. But when I heard that, I was like, oh, man, that's hard, man. So tell me about this track right here, man.
Man, that track is just something special. I thank God for the producer, Jimmy Natch, that made it. And I just seen so much in it, you know, and I seen that. I kind of, like, knew he was going to say that line. That's why it kind of... You know, that was just from God, you know, and it was just a wake up type, you know. It's like, this stuff ain't nothing compared to God. You know, we call this the Supreme Court. Like, this is not the Supreme Court, and it's just so many people fighting all over the U.S. to get to the White House and to get power, and that's not even real power. You know, that's politics, and that's lobbying, scratching each other's backs, and you know, but we glorify it, you know, and and so it was just, you know, a wake up call, man. You know, a lot of it, you know, Christ like mind, putting treasures in the box, you know, send it up to heaven when things don't right. It was just, you know, these treasures that God did not as valuable as we think they are. So it was just a wake up call, man, for not just for the world, you know, for the Christians and for myself, you know, and I thank God for that.
So we're going to hop into this song real quick. Wake Up by the homie Reflect, man. And if you sleep, guess what?
Yeah.
It's time to wake up. Let's get it in.
Wake up.
Grace and peace, family. Thank you for taking time to walk this journey. Now welcome to the mirror. No Tylenol for the pain. No umbrella for a sprain. Yeah, I am breaking all of the windows. Voice on opera, octosprinter crescendo. Map it in your mid-toe. Nothing's incidental, get it lines in your tempo. Like a rock from Young David slingshot. Giants fall in slow motion, especially when the Lord's mocked. Mountains don't move, homie, they got hops. He came in the lane, didn't settle for a jump shot. It's field goal, every man's son. Took the flagrant foul, said it's finished, that's the and one. Yeah, so I'm headed to the Supreme Court. Just to let them know this ain't the Supreme Court. Constitution, man, has no grounds. Life and death, souls, you are out of bounds. Cause you can move a man, but you can't move a soul. And you can make medicine, but can't make him whole. Teach him, let me show you how I spell freedom. J-E-S-U-S, can you even see him? Empty piece of paper, target for my thoughts. Bullseye starts with a C, ends with a cross. Planted in the earth, pointing towards the heavens. Hanging all alone, scattered all the brethren. But wait, gotta rewind. Some are watching that used to be blind. So the eyes see the one that made them see. So how is it their mouths couldn't even speak? God, oh wretched man, you are worse than the terrorists from Pakistan. But will they celebrate your death? Dear America, there's still an enemy left. Yeah, you may have killed Bin Laden, but there's still sin lodging and you must have forgotten. So, I am raising up the mirror. Maybe if we see ourselves, we can see Christ clearer.
Makes no difference clearer. Who you are.
Just follow the king.
I'm stuck in the moment where time froze and mankind's blindfold disintegrated the moment that the sun rose from a place where there's no signal in your cell phones. Oxygen, that is heaven's loans, and love is the currency we living on. And that self stuff will leave you bankrupt in the storm without shelter. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Reflect, you gotta wake up. This ain't heaven's playground, man. You gotta wake up. Self-absorbed, it's society you living in. And it's suicide if you choose to blend in. Love him above all costs. Never be driven by nothing but the loss. It's a Christ-like mind. Throw them treasures in the box and send it off to heaven where them things don't rot.
Makes no difference who you are.
It's a good day. So you gotta start today as a new day. Live like today is your last day. And just live one day at a time. I'm a new man. Come on. I'm waking up. I'm praying up. I found the way. I'm on my way. A new day. A new day. A new day. A new day. I see the light. I see the sun. I prayed last night that today would come. A new day. Not promised. I pray today to put my armor on, cause to be honest, I'm battling a couple past addictions, tempting me back into a blasphemous condition. Luckily for me, the master was in the kitchen, cooking me some soul food. Ate the plate he gave me, told me it would save me. Started off just a baby in the faith, walking daily in his grace. Couldn't pay me to be fake. I'm official now, grown. Eat the meat of the word right to the bone. Thank the Lord just for blessing my life. Just bought a home, yeah, that's for my kids and my wife. It's been a long time coming for the victory I'm running, coming from where I'm from. I'm just happy that I'm here, just to wake up in the morning and know that the Lord is near. The sword is the spear that I dabble to your ear. You can picture me rolling the narrow road, switching gears. No fear, I'm waking up. I'm praying up. I found the way. I'm on my way. A new day. A new day. A new day. A new day. I see the light. I see the sun. I prayed last night that today. A new day, a new day, a new day, a new day. The Lord is my desire, rising with the Messiah to the morning light. Final is the hour, baptized in the spirit. I can feel it like a shower, yawning. Awoke to the dawn with my palms uplifted and I'm praising. God's grace is amazing. Yesterday's weight lifted up off my brain, cause today's a new day and I win. I submit my whole soul to his power, that's that work within. I attack, battling sin, boxing with a shadow, but walking on water, keep your paddle. I'm strolling upstream with the Elohim, one with the Father, the Christ, the Holy Spirit is God in my life. Over tracks, get to gliding with a mic. I'm providing you the light. Hit the switch if you would like to be free. Where yesterday is past, it is thrown into the sea. A new day is born, whatever his will be. I'm waking up, I'm praying up, I found the way, I'm on my way. A new day, a new day, a new day, a new day. I see the light, I see the sun. It's Sunday, Resurrection Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Resurrection Saturday. Every day we rise with the Lord, alive in him forevermore. All saints, one accord, no gun, I got a sword. Got a helmet like a fitted on, breastplate, shield. Plant seeds in the field, toss the nets out the boat. Grab a demon by the throat, let him know I'm not a joke. Yes, I'm hoping for tomorrow, but his blessing is today. Folk boast about tomorrow, but the lesson's in today. That's the life that was laid, the life that he gave. That's the Son is the Christ of the author of the day. That's a lot for some to swallow, but hey, I'm only talking about change, cause those that do shall remain in the one that was slain with the Father when I pray next to him on the throne. Now it's on all day. Yeah, I'm waking up, I'm praying up, I found the way, I'm on my way. A new day, a new day, a
That's the homie, the Jim, the G-I-M, is he I am from the West Coast. Man, we got the homie Reflect with us, kicking it with us, man. He's skipping Bible study just a little bit, but we're going to make sure he still gets into that word, you dig? Let me ask you this, man. We are chopping it up, man, and talking about you. And I'm going to talk about you just getting into Christian hip hop. First of all, man, what were some of the things that made you say, hey, I want to start using this gift for God?
Well, I always been in the rap. Always kind of like had a natural feel for it, you know, freestyling with the homies and stuff like that. And just young, I just remember walking down the street rapping, you know, and people in the horn. I didn't know, you know, I was expressive with my hands as I was.
Yeah.
But I think in the youth ministry. Youth ministry is a powerful. You never know what they do, but I was in the youth ministry, and a youth pastor introduced me to it was the Cross Movement. I didn't know it was them at the time. I just knew the song was hot. It was a song by Ambassador and another song by Tonic. By Tonic, and it was just crazy. And you know, everything that I heard before that was just like, kind of just Dr. Seuss, you know, low quality, but that was like some next level type stuff. And so I said, wow, you know, Jesus is cool. And from there, man, I started playing, right? I was always been a writer, and so I just always been writing poetry. So I just kind of, you know, I learned from it. I took it and I said, you know, this is, I can worship God like this and he appreciates it. And, you know, it's music. And so that's what made me get into it. Definitely, you know, because I really feel like it's God's music. You know what I'm saying? And I really feel like it's really going back to the origin of it. And so, you know, to have a secular world act like that's the real thing is like, it's false to me, because all music is supposed to worship and glorify God. So I just really get a lot of satisfaction just, you know, knowing that it's God's music and I'm able to offer something up to him, you know, in that fashion, in that expression, man. So that's how it happened.
Dope, man. So did you start off Christian, or was it, you know what I'm saying? You talked about cats beeping their horns. Like, I you must have really been into it. So how did you start off, man?
Secular, you know. I've been listening to, like I said, my family wasn't saved. So, you know, my parents bought me LL Cool J albums and, you know, Rakim and, you know, Dougie Fresh and all that, like, that was in my house, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I naturally grew up listening to Jay-Z, Biggie, and Nas, and, you know, and go back further than that, you know, like Lost Boys and stuff like that, Cannabis, like that whole era. And so it was hard for me to lay that down, actually. It was really hard for me to lay that down, because, you know, You know, when you give away something that you don't, that's bad for your soul, you know, people don't want to take it. But when you give away something that's, you know, that's good for you, people take it.
Yeah.
So what happened was I give it away, you know, and then people just let me borrow that Jay-Z CD. You never asked for it back, you know, they never asked for that Don CD back, and I just ended up with a collection again, and that happened. Like three times I tried to give it up, and then I heard that Cross Movement, man. I was like, yo, let me get some more of this, and it really helped me to just like be at peace, you know, settling, leaving it alone, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I was doing a little bit of secular. I never really got into it, like songs and stuff. I didn't get that far. I just freestyled and wrote lyrics, and then by the time I really got into rapping, I was already in Christian. I was saved, and And then God introduced me to a few people that was in the industry, man. And then from there, it was kind of like history.
Dope, man. So we getting it in. We seeing how you got started. That's really what's up, man. Who were some of the... Now, you named a few of the influences in your music. But, I mean, like, when I listen to your music, you got a real, like, soulful sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a thought. You're a thinker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see when you write, man. You think you're processing it. You know, and that might be just because you're from the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? East Coast and West Coast styles are tremendously different. But I mean, when I hear your stuff, I'm like, okay, man, he's gonna kind of you paint a picture with your rhymes, so people that are listening, they're like, okay, let me see where he's at, let me go with him. You know what I'm saying? So who were some of the influences that kind of inspire your writing style?
I guess it's always been lyricists. I've always been intrigued by lyricists, you know, like Ambassador, you know, all across the world was very lyrical.
Yeah.
People like Know the Verbs. I mean, from the beginning.
You just named a cat that a lot of people don't even know him by that name no more. They just know him by Verbs. So you it sound like you was deep into the Christian hip hop scene, man. You probably had a lot of CDs, right?
Yeah, I had a lot of CDs. a lot of tapes, you know.
Okay.
Who else, man? Who else was there? That was Eggman. I was very Dre Murray. I mean, currently,
yeah.
I guess, you know, people like Dre Murray, Eshaun Burgundy.
Eshaun, yes.
Yeah, very lyrical artist. There's a lot more that's just not coming to me right now for some reason. You remember a group named Infinite? There is no tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Now I was kinda upset with the last album I got from them, you know what I'm saying? They changed their name to Just Live. And
you never knew. All I heard was that one song, man. That's it.
Oh man, their music was tight, bro. Their lyrics was they were nice, bro. Now they kind of, you know, doing their thing, but that's another topic.
Hey, I'll be praying for them. ADF was big, you know. ADF, Jay Solis, how can I forget that? Jay Solis, R. Swift.
Yeah.
Some cats out of Philly, you know, was heavy in that because, you know, they went in hard with lyrics and doctrine and stuff. So Defy Life was big. Defy Life was really big for me.
Yeah.
When I was younger, but yeah, man, that's some inspiration right there.
Okay, that's what it is, man. So the thing I like about what you said, you named a lot of artists, man, and a lot of times, or sometimes there's a lot of artists that they'll be like, ah, man, well, I really don't listen to too much Christian hip hop. I just listen to praise and worship. But I think it's good when we can acknowledge some of the other people that kind of have impacted our growth, even in Christian hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And that don't mean you always agree with every single thing they've done. But what it does show is it says, hey man, I want to give honor and respect. Like cats will give respect to cats like, you know what I'm saying, Big and Pop. But in the Christian hip hop genre, it's like, well, we still giving props to Big and Pop. Nah, we got to give props to where they need to be given, man.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, we got this. You say what?
I said that's a really good point, man.
Yeah, I think it is, man. And I'm gonna say this, man. I saw the video from you first, and I was like, man, who's this cat? Brand New Day. I seen Eshaun was shooting this, so I was like, let me check this out. And if you hanging with Eshaun, that's good company. I always say that. So, you got this video for the song called Brand New Day. Let's talk about that song as we get to go into it.
Okay. Brand New Day. That's basically how it hit me, man. And God was just convicting me for not appreciating the day and not appreciating what he's given. Because a lot of times he says, you know, another day. And when you say another, it takes away the expectation of newness, you know, and the new things that God can do. And you kind of stay in the old, you know. So you stay in the old and you don't, you know, God can change you know, being living a little bit, you learn life changes in moments, you know, in a moment, connection with a person. Like, it doesn't have to take a whole long process, but, and so basically that was the question, and the question was, what will you do today that will impact eternity, you know, and, you know, basically what we, you know, am I doing all I can? That's the last word. You know, a lot of people die in a day, and where will they land? You know, and am I doing all I can? So that was a big part of it, you know, salvation, man, giving the gospel, good news, you know. And so it was just talking about appreciation, man, and giving the gospel. And shout out to the homie, T-Shirt, you know, it was We did that video guerrilla style.
So that's what's up, man. We're gonna hop into that song Brand New Day on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's check it out, y'all.
Yeah. This day, yeah. It's the day that you have made. I've never seen it before. A new channel, new way, a new avenue, home, a new page. Rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm staying around. You won't find my name when you pray. A new channel, new way, a new avenue, home, a new page. Rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm staying around. You won't find my name when you pray. I left my past in the past. Threw my old books away, I'm in a new class. Devils try to substitute, but man, I laugh. They got kicked out faster than the Kodak flash. Heaven's light is on. Sun journey back to the west, the fight is on. So while I yawn, I'm thanking God, cause I coulda, shoulda, woulda, and shoulda been gone. Yeah, and my legs are fold. Drop down to my knees as I behold that the God of the universe will come into my home. Make yourself at home, yeah, away from his home. Then I jump to my feet, feeling so elite that my chest is not hollow, but it has its heartbeat. Put a mic to my chest, you can hear my heart speak. A cup to my mouth, you will find my heart bleeding. I look for something to wear. Thank God I'm aware, I got something to wear. Wait, I'm blessed with something to wear. Here, car, best of kids out there with no shirts on their back. Food on the table, you are the living bread. God, show that you're able. Stronger than a strong man, far from a fable. A cornerstone of pillars that keeps us all stable. It's not just another day, won't give it that label. Like a generic brand, not promoted on cable. It's fresh off the press, how can I repay you? How can I repay you? A new channel, new way. A new avenue, home, a new place. Yeah, rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm staying around. You won't find my next time.
Mercy's renewed while I stepped in my shoes. This is not a cruise, I am not confused. This turf is a battlefield and I will not lose. In the name of the King of the Jews, while I stepped out the door, shot my war clothes on, ready for war. Yeah, I got peace, but I still got a sword. Yeah, I got joy, but I still got my armor ready to explore any territory not redeemed for the Lord. Cause where the spirit is, there is liberty and more. And where he is not, that captives by the flock. Trying to crack the combination, but no luck. So the day is at hand, and we have this one chance. Eternity's at stake, we must all advance. A lot of people leave in a day, where would they land? And am I doing all I can? A new channel, new way. A new avenue, home, a new page. Rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm staying around. You won't find my name when they pray. A new channel, new way. A new avenue, home, a new page. Rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm staying around. You won't find my name when they pray.
Gotta run that pack again. A new channel, new wave. A new avenue, home, a new page. Rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm staying around. You won't find my name when they pray. A new channel, new wave. A new avenue, home, a new page. Rise, busy, raise, live, and I'm staying around. You won't find my name when they pray.
that I'm bold.
When he stood before Pilate, about to start a riot, somebody pulled aside. We out here being loud, we ain't never been quiet. About to go berserk, I'ma take it out the church. You can try and duck take it, but it probably won't work. I'm spitting for a cause, and if I go to prison, it won't really make a difference, cause I stand a high ball. Like toilet paper, they got some. And look, I ain't saying I'm perfect, we got flaws. Didn't obey the Lord, they got tossed. If you wanna reach the law, then you gotta count the cost.
Count it.
I'm ripping this beat just like Joe. My flow is out of this world. Okay, Mars, you couldn't stop me even if you press pause. Only way to shut me up is to lose my job.
I'm Joe.
Someone spits, lift your boy unashamed like the 116. I don't need a 9 milli or an M16. I just show them God's love, John 3:16. Got a full tank of gas, I'm willing to ride. 26 years old and I'm willing to die. See the world needs Christ, so I open my mouth. Live in Louisville, Kentucky, but my home is the South. Instead of sharing, I'm faithfully laying up on the couch. Instead of saying he's the way, we taking some other route. God set and we running this town. Start preaching raw truth, stop dumbing it down. Yeah, we soldiers and we ready to fight. Get beheaded with a sword or take a bullet for Christ. See, this ain't a little hobby, I was told to write. Look, stop being timid, get bold for Christ.
I'm bold.
Yeah, we ain't done. Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation, and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body.
Man, that's the homie Adelib, man, and he was preaching right there, man. Make sure you standing bold for the King. That song was called Boldness. I'm with the homie Reflect. Yeah. Did I know he's a bold soldier for the Lord, you know what I'm saying? That's what Antonius used to always say. That was my dude, too, man. We got to get him on soon. But check it out, man. I want to talk to you about a topic that really, I've been thinking about talking about this topic, but I wanted to say it right, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to have the topic be sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, how many cats talk sex? And then it's like, okay, yeah, well, there's certain lines you can talk. So, there's a song that you came out with that we're going to play after this segment, which is Man in the Mirror, which talks about abstinence, man. And I saw the music video and I was like, man, that's a real video, because he's really sharing, okay, man, this is something that, I mean, you may have struggled with, or other people out there have struggled with. I mean, I know a lot of people have struggled with, because right now, there's a lot of people that are not remaining virgins until they get married. And even when they marry, they're having sex with people that are not their husband or wife. So the topic of the day is abstinence, man. And I'm just going to let you talk on it real quick, man. How important is abstinence?
Man, abstinence is vital. it's vital. It's more important than what we know, you know, especially currently today and the way the world is, and their view of sex, because really, we don't know about sex unless we do it God's way, you know. And I read a book and it talked about, you know, we have all these professionals on sex, but, you know, if it's not done in God's fashion, you know, with love and marriage, like, they're not really experiencing the best sex, true sex, you know?
Right.
And because that's, you know, that's made by God, and it's, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, it's, you know, a union. And, you know, what the world is, they're just doing the physical, you know, and it's like so alive. So I think it's something that's so crucial because it's a piece of you, and you don't want to give a piece of you away
right.
to somebody, anybody, and everybody. And it just breaks you down. Our bodies are not meant to be, you know, having mutual, you know, numerous partners. You know, it breaks us down and makes us go crazy. You know, but we don't get it because it's the lust in us,
right.
you know. And that lust is just stupid. You know, you do stupid things when you're lusting. That'll kill yourself. But, and it's never quenching, so... abstinence, man, is very important, and it's sad that, you know, it's seen as a joke, you know, and you can get clowned. I got clowned a lot being younger for being a virgin,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, but it's just, that's actually the way, that's the coolest way,
right?
You know, and, but you wouldn't think that, and, so from my experience, you know, I'm definitely an advocate for abstinence. Definitely. And with my situation in my life and what I've learned, that's the best way, man. That's the best way.
And let's talk, man. Let's talk real talk. What are some of the reasons why a lot of people do not remain abstinent? What are some things that you would say, man, this is why a lot of cats is not saving sex until they marry?
Okay, let's get into it. Well, it's, I think some of the reasons are, well, we talking about Christian couples, we talking about just regular, or...
Let's just talk...
What are we talking about?
Let's just talk, in general.
Okay. In general, man, I think, naturally our bodies, you know, naturally our bodies... want sex, and you know, and now these days it's been seen to be okay, you know, and you know, now they're trying to get condoms in school and stuff like that. But I think also, you know, people are just not aware of what it does to you mentally and all of that, and people, and then it's just boundaries. You know, like what I talked about in the song, you know, I said, you know, I stayed just a little bit later, and a little bit later turned into a whole lot. And, you know, you put a man and a woman in the same place for a while that are attracted, it doesn't matter if that's the bishop. You know, it don't matter if that's, like, everybody is subject because everybody is flesh and everybody can fall.
Right.
And that's one thing that God had to arrest me with, because I had this big chest poked out. You know, I never been, you know, wasn't in the club smoking, wasn't doing this, wasn't doing that, you know. And I thought I was like Superman. And then God one day, you know, kind of arrested me with, are you better than David? You know, are you better than, you know, than David? And he was a king. You know, after God's own heart, and he was somebody that had failed these temptations. Solomon, you know, and so my self-righteousness had to fall. But, you know, I think, you know, for me, you know, I personally, I think some of it, you know, from a Christian point, you know, it's pride, foolishness, not, you know, kind of thinking you can take more than you can handle, and putting it in, just not using wisdom, and putting yourself in bad positions, man. And you know, impatience, you know. And so, to me, I am still, you know, I've done things, but, I never kind of, like, went all the way.
Right.
But I've done enough to basically make that song and be, like, feel like, you know, dirt and basically, you know, kind of like crossing my eyes, but just technically. So I know for my struggle in my life, those are some of the things in this world, just the media constantly, you know, TV shows, movies, all of that feeds the appetite. And if you ain't in church, you ain't in Bible study, you know, your flesh is just gonna, you know, it's available at the click, one click. You know, Maggie, go to the store, magazine, all of that feeds the appetite. And,
Do you think that with what you just said, a lot of the media, because we see, I would say right now, sex is probably at, well, I ain't gonna say that because the word of God even says nothing's new under the sun. I mean, like, bro, the Greeks was doing ridiculous stuff. I mean, the Israelites was doing ridiculous stuff when they met up with these other people. So we know sex has always been there. But do you think the media, plays a huge desire in our desires to have sex or keeping us from having sex?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I could just watch a movie, you know, real talk, and be like, dang, I want to get married, you know, like, just for sex, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Just a song, and you know the way it's seen now. You know, being half dressed is kind of just cool. You know what I'm saying? It's not seen as, oh, you're looking for attention, thirsty. You know, like it's, you know, some we used to be honor, used to be, you know, self respect. And I'm sounding older than I am right now, but in a sense, it used to be more that, but now we see less and less clothing, and it just gets, you know, it desensitizes us. That's what the media does. It desensitizes us to sex, and I know it's just tough, man. I know I was chilling with years ago, bro, with a girl I was dating, yeah. And what did we watch? I think it was one of those heck.
Hey, just for the sake of the person that put the movie out, just say you watched the movie.
Yeah, we watched the movie, but it was like a popular movie, you know what I'm saying? But it was a popular movie. It was a romance movie. All right, so I'll get more specific. It was like a romance movie.
Yeah.
And you know, if I wasn't in this state, which I was, you know, I wasn't, that basically the movie helped. You know, the mood, the setting, and all of that stuff. And so, it plays a big role. Plays a huge role.
I think sometimes let me ask you this. Do you think it's important that us as Christians watch what we listen to, watch what we watch on TV? I mean, like, I think some of this stuff has been thrown out of the churches, like we don't really pay attention to it, like man, it's not really that serious. But as we watch this stuff, it becomes our desires. Do you think that we should kind of cut back on some of the stuff we watch?
Definitely, because the Bible's, I know Bible talks about, you know, if you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. You sow to the spirit, you know, you reap life. And if you sow, you know, if you sow a little bit, you know, you're gonna, that's, you know, what you feed yourself, you know, you're gonna get back. And I think we definitely have to watch it, because we are people. We have our nature, you know, we have our nature, and the flesh has to be crucified, because you're not gonna cast out the flesh. I don't care, you know, you're not gonna cast out that desire. Romans talks about crucifying your flesh, disciplining yourself. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes, I would not lust for my bidding. You know, and so this is a man that acknowledges, listen, I have a tendency to lust. And so I will make a conscious effort not to look, you know? And nowadays, sex is so, you know, so okay that, you know, a look is nothing to people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, it's like, but that's how it starts, you know? And I think we definitely have to watch, you know, what we feed ourselves and be careful.
Man, that's what's up, man. With that being said, we're going to go into this song called Man in the Mirror by the homie Reflect. Let's make sure we reflect and make sure we're doing what we can to abstain from these things or this thing called sex if you are not married. All right? Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's hard to go back. Yeah. Hope to help somebody. I said... Just a little bit later, but a little bit later turned into a whole lot. See, my car's still in the parking lot. Sun's risen, mine's missing. Yeah, man, I must have forgot. But how could I forget? Where did I slip, stumble off, and trip? Man, yeah, this is a trip. I'm a teacher in a church. I think I taught on this. A lesson, a study that I taught well. Seems my lesson, my exam, man, I have failed. It's hypocrisy where I dwell. Integrity up for sale, I feel like an empty shell. Yeah, I'm black but I'm turning pale. God, how could I let you down after you never bailed? I'm grown kinda stale. Back to my car, instead of crying, I just yell. I'm staring at this man in the mirror. I wonder, who is this man in the mirror? I wonder, does he follow his own agenda? I wonder, is Christ really, really the center? I'm staring at this man in the mirror. I wonder, who is this man in the mirror? I wonder, does he follow his own agenda? I wonder, is Christ really, really the center? It started out cool from the outside view. There was just enough space between us two. Then it eventually disappeared, and she was over here and I was over there. Only space left was that between our ears. Only space left was that between our ears. Yeah. Inch by inch we slowly switch gears. Comfort rises, overcoming the fears. But wait, we said we was just peers. But one can never see clear when they let the flesh interfere. And this was my deepest inner fear, that this was just me and not God. I was like, yeah, he was like, nah. Still, I justified and implied that she was meant to be my bride. It just made me feel a little better inside. Meanwhile, the rest was still going on. I wanted to hide, but at the same time, the pleasure overrides and rose over conviction like the tide. At the end, there was no disguise. Grief outweighs the satisfaction time after time. Time after time, I'm staring at this man in the mirror. I wonder, who is this man in the mirror? I wonder, does he follow his own agenda? I wonder, is Christ really, really the center? I'm staring at this man in the mirror. I wonder, who is this man in the mirror? I wonder, does he follow his own agenda? I wonder, is Christ really, really the center? It comes slow like a snail. Before you know it, it's like a stampede and you can't even control it. Like fire, you can't hold it. Water, you can't mold it. Should've ran away instead of trying to be heroic. Poor Samson, thought I was a Joseph. Depression was a bomb, then it probably exploded. I guess I wasn't who I really thought I was. S off my chest, I can't even really judge. In my dirt, I made a phone call. Told my mentor, said I feel like dirt. All I could say was I wasn't worthy. And then he posed the question after he heard me. Said, what made you worthy before that you ain't now? And that's when it all fell down. I crumbled and self-righteousness was found. Categorize sin, kinda like colors. Label some big and some smaller than others. Thought I was one up on all of my brothers. Swept my little ones right under the cover. Man, silly me, I thought I knew humility. Had to learn again, pride was killing me. Holiness is a mind state first, and then it trickles down to the rest of your works. I'm done, can't go backwards. Truth to set you free, it's time to go back in the word. I'm done, can't go backwards. Truth to set you free, it's time to go back in the word. I'm
staring at this man in the mirror.
I wonder,
who is this man in the mirror?
I wonder,
does he follow his own agenda?
I wonder,
is Christ really, really the center? I'm staring at this man in the mirror.
I wonder,
who is this man in the mirror?
I wonder,
does he follow his own agenda?
I wonder,
is Christ really, really the center?
I'm staring at this man in the mirror.
Who is this man in the mirror?
Does he follow his own agenda?
Is Christ really, really the center?
I'm staring at this man in the mirror.
I wonder,
who is this man in the mirror?
I wonder,
does he follow his own agenda?
I wonder,
is Christ really, really the center?
Is Christ really, really the center?
Is Christ really, really the center?
David said,
Firstborn, Canton Jones, Victorious Music. Oh my.
What it look like? Yeah. We gon' show 'em all what it look like. Put your hands in the air. We keep rocking till we turn off the night light. What it look like? What it look like? What it look like? What it look like? Tell me what it look like. I'll show you what it look like.
I'm tired of what you're telling me. Cause when I see you, homie, your faith ain't working like a felony. Still, it is what it is, so I go away. But your boy will be back like a motorcade. C-H-R-I-S-T, Jesse, bless me to sow these seeds like sesame. Into your heart, my life is a recipe. A four-course meal and the less of me. You get more, you see, the better three courses. I keep it moving like drop Porsches. My source is the God of divine forces. No excuses, they make the boy forever useless. Turn off the music, get up and show them what the truth is. I'm here to prove it, so follow me to where the roof is. Like T.I. and A.T.L., life's newness would be the same if I never learned where the proof is.
I'ma tell you what the deal, I'ma tell you how I feel. I'm about to keep it real. See you looking at the wrong thing on the paper chase. Everything you need is sitting right up in your face. And he's sitting in a bright light, but you blind, homie. You don't know just what he looks like. You will be okay, I think you came here on the right night. As long as you listen, you won't be missing, you'll be there. Can't show his victory, now everybody say,
yeah.
Yeah.
We gon' show
him
all what it look like. Put
let
your
it
hands on it. We keep walking till we turn off the night light. What it look like? What it look like? What it look like? What it look like? Tell me what it look like.
Why?
I'll show you what it look like.
If the burden is light and the yoke is easy, then life can't be lived as seen on TV. Please be intense when it comes to the father. Overdo it like landing on the block in the chopper. Hate on us they will, hate on us they must. I'm thinking so what, Wayne in the back of the bus. Lives never prevail, head never the tail. Come out of your shell, we ain't going back to the nails.
What?
Stand strong, matter of fact. Cause the body's going blind like cataracts. Hot or cold, homie, y'all rather that. Right now we need more than a battle rap. Or a nice whip, or a nice watch. The enemy off the chain like a bike shop. Going right at your soul, for your dollars and gold. Right now the lust is out of control.
What it look like? Yeah. We gon' show 'em all what it look like. Put your hands in the air. Keep rocking till we turn off the night light. What it look like? What it look like? What it look like? What it look like? Tell me what it look like.
Yeah. I'ma tell you what it look like. Yeah, I'm a little cold, so I couldn't sing it like Canton Jones just that time, you dig? But that was the homie Victory and Canton Jones, man. Two brothers doing the thing for the kingdom, man, and I love it when they link up, man. The kingdom links up, man, because it shows power. There's power in numbers, man. And I got the homie Reflect, man. We just talked on a humongous subject that I think a lot of us need to check ourselves on. That was abstinence, man, and Reflect, man. If somebody is hearing your music for the first time, or it's like refreshing them and saying, hey, I need to go get that project, where can they go find you at, man?
They can find me at ireflect720.com. That's my website. It has music up there. Some things that I haven't really put out, and my videos. Has Twitter, Facebook up there. My Twitter, follow me at ireflect720. 720 is just the date that, you know, God had delivered me out of a car accident. So
wow, that's what's up.
So just try to make a little memorial. But ireflect720 Twitter, ireflect720.com. You find me, my Facebook page on there. Link up, man. And there it is. Also, the music is on iTunes. Just Google Reflect The Mirror, the album The Mirror. You'll find it. iTunes, Amazon. It's on your online stores.
All right, so besides these songs that we just spent today, what can they expect if they get this project from you, man? What is this, your debut?
This is a debut, bro. This is a debut, man. That's the first album. They can expect life, a journey. They can expect worship. They can expect sincerity. They can expect to hear some of their own struggles. They can expect to hear some of the, you know, some music for their good days, some music for their rough days. They can expect to hear some soulfulness. They can expect to hear some, you know, some word, some scripture. You can expect to hear a lot of different things. It's a good variety of things that are kind of like in the same on the same page. So, man.
That's what it is, man. So y'all want to go pick this project up, the homie Reflect, man. Any last words or any upcoming news you got going that you want to share with the people?
Man, I just want to thank you, bro, for having me, you know, and thank your audience, you know. God bless you guys for what you're doing for the kingdom, man. It's definitely inspiration. Got a video coming out soon for the new single, Stand On That. It's going to be crazy, produced by the big homie, Eshawn Burgundy. I'm going to drop that soon. Stay on the lookout for new things and music, and any booking, just hit my email, and definitely I'd love to chop it up and build with the people.
Dope, man. So y'all heard it from the homie Reflect, man, and we just want to pray that God will continue to move you forward in this ministry, man, and that God will continually open up doors for you, bro. And, man, we expect to hear from you soon.
Appreciate it, bro. Definitely will.
All right, life.
Y'all to the king, baby.
All right. That's what it is.
All right.
Peace.
It's peace, man.
All right, man, so we got it in with the homie Reflect. Cool dude. We just chopped up a lot, man. And I'm going to talk about abstinence in the next segment right after these tracks, man. But I really feel like this is something that if we want to make a difference in the world, we got to show them some of the things that we abstain from. And it's not always just doing it because it's the God thing, or, you know what I'm saying? If you have no relationship with Christ, you will not abstain. I say that without a shadow of a doubt, but I'm gonna get on that a little bit later, man. Oh man, check it out, man. If you want to get in with us, I'm doing fantasy football. We're gonna talk about it later. I'm getting in on fantasy football. I got a couple of the people with me. K9, he's in there. I got who else? I got the homie Frog. I'm sorry, Eric Keith, he's in there. And I got some Kingdom 7, he's in there. So we're going to play some fantasy football. This is my first time. I'm a rookie at it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to see how it goes. I had to do a mock draft and all that. We'll see what's up, man. I will keep you updated. You know how I do. I'm going to keep you updated on who's beating who. And I think my first week I'm going up against Frog. And I know last year he was asking me, you know, all the questions and stuff like that. He was like, man, do you know about this player? I was like, yeah. So I was like, man, I think I could do this, man. So we gonna check that out. But if you guys ever got some music that you want to send in, what you need to do is go to yattatheking.com. Click on music submissions, man, and go to yattatheking.com during your spare time. And check out the interviews there. I know some of us, we want to do it only on the app. You know what I'm saying? That's good. If you ain't got the app, go get the app. But yattatheking.com is like all over the place. So you can even check it from your mobile phone and all that. Just so you can have it populating where you are at. You dig? And there's a lot of new things coming that we praying on and trying to get the kinks all together. So y'all don't want to miss it. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to go to the theme song by the homie Servant called Yada the King. Let's get into this.
I always gotta keep my praise to me, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada the King, Shabaka King, I yada the King, I yada the King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada the King, Shabaka King, we yada the King, we yada the King. Yeah. When I step in the building, get my hands up high. If you ashamed next to me, then that don't fly. FYI, it's Christ or die. No undercover business like the FBI. Let me tell you why I ain't ashamed to praise him. He died on the cross, that's one reason to praise him. Woke me up this morning so I continue to praise him. Changed my life daily, Christ is so amazing. So catch me on the daily, there's a praise on my list. Full-time ministry, I praise him for this. No God before him, no, not even the music. All glory and honor to Jesus, that's why we do this. Real life praises, nope, no Judas. Lift Christ's name, don't misconstrue this. Yes, I'm a praiser, don't need no music. Shock sinners like a taser, but we gon' do it.
If you ain't afraid to praise, let me hear something. If you ain't ashamed to praise, let me see something.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da
King,
Shabaka
King,
I yada da
King,
I yada da
King.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da
King,
Shabaka
King,
we yada da
King,
we yada da
King.
I'm a pro at it, like Keijo, watch me go at it. I overdosed on praise, I'm a praise addict. Keep the praise on, baby, can't be sporadic. Let's go at it, yeah. And when I praise, I'm real. Truth in my life that the spirit will feel. Die to the flesh that old man's killed. Praise got my mind like I just found a meal. But when it come to money, my God's bigger. He's riding over cars, cycles and four-wheelers. Go all out in your praise and my God will heal ya. He's stronger than the ox, elephant and gorilla. And I seen how God moves, I'm a believer. I could've died as a baby having them seizures, but he healed me, baby, no more seizures. I pledge allegiance to Jesus, no, not Caesar.
If you ain't afraid to praise, let me hear something. If you ain't ashamed to praise, let me see something.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da
King,
Shabaka
King,
I yada da
King,
I yada da
King.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da
King,
Shabaka
King,
we yada da
King,
we yada da
King.
Yeah. Breath, I got it, so praise, I got it. Psalms 150, better be about it. Not ashamed to praise Jesus, so I shout that out. Ecstatic about Christ, tell me what you about. See, I was a sinner, now I'm saved by grace. Headed to death and destruction, but Christ took my place. Led a perfect life, after death he was raised. Now he's my best friend, that's why I praise. Here in Seattle, we know about rain. Let me tell you, like blaze, my God, he reigns. We live in the world, ruled by cash and toys. But like Lecrae and Flame, I make a joyful noise. Give God the applause, man, I won't quit. Yada da King is how we live. Give God the applause, that's why I'm here. Yada da King, that's how I live.
If you ain't afraid to praise, let me hear something. If you ain't ashamed to praise, let me see something.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da
King,
Shabaka
King,
I yada da
King,
I yada da
King.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da
King,
Shabaka
King,
we yada da
King,
we yada da
King.
I always gotta keep my
praise you me. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what if the one and only God in the flesh was shot with a tech? Would we be wearing diamond guns instead of a cross on our neck? What if it was white men that destroyed the Twin Towers? Would we then shower the white race with the same treatment we gave Arabians? Or would it be since whites are in the majority in authority? We blame the one man, but save the hate for the minority. What if black people didn't spend all their money on trying to look good? Would we still be the predominant race in every ghetto and hood? And what if hip-hop didn't reject God, a disrespect God? Would we still have as many black men in prison making collect cards? What if every father stayed in a house raising a child, making them out to be respectful with the streets still be crazy and wild? Slavery never took place and we stayed in Africa, lacking luxuries that we now have. Would we be happy? What if sin didn't exist? Would people still enjoy themselves? What if sin didn't exist? Would people still destroy themselves?
Life poses mad questions. Who, what, when, where, why?
Yeah.
We live wondering, then we die.
Yeah.
Everybody pulling answers out the sky.
It's a lie.
Getting high off the lie.
No doubt.
Life poses mad questions. Who, what, when, where, why?
Yeah.
We live wondering, then we die.
Yeah.
Everybody pulling answers out the sky.
It's a lie.
Getting high off the lie.
No doubt.
What if the solar system broke its rhythm? People of the earth, they didn't know what hit them. God did it just to show his wisdom. What if crime affected your credit? Would there be less criminals or would there be more people being indebted? What if sex didn't feel good? Would there be pornography? You watch it cause it feels good? That doesn't make sense, I'm speaking logically. What if love for one another improved the economy? Would there be a high percentage of poverty? What if the Confederacy would have won the Civil War? What if my little brother didn't have a bat when he went to hit that ball? What if demons disguised themselves as certain mental diseases? Well, they did, so why did we look to medicine instead of Jesus? What if Jesus returned at a time totally unexpected and you wasn't ready? What if he asked, why should I let you into heaven? What if you could gain the whole world but lose your soul? Beautiful women, money, clothes until the funeral. Some questions have answers that's hidden behind the door. Some questions don't have answers because the choice is yours. Life poses mad questions. Who, what, when, where, why?
Yeah.
We live wondering, then we die.
Yeah.
Everybody pulling answers out the sky.
It's a lie.
Getting high off the lie.
No doubt.
Life poses mad questions. Who, what, when, where, why?
Yeah.
We live wondering, then we die.
Yeah.
Everybody pulling answers out the sky.
It's a lie.
Getting high off the lie.
No doubt.
Oh my goodness, man. I had to take y'all back real quick. That's the homie Willie Will, my dude. That song right there is my favorite song of all time from that dude, man. He just really ripped the track. Mad Questions, Willie Will, off his project, America's Most Needed. And he got like 30 projects. So shout out to the homie Willie Will. He never sleeps. I'm trying to get him to come through to the Yacht of the King Studios and lay that new album down. We working on it, man. Cause I'm trying to get a beat on there too, man. I've done some tracks with him, but I'm still trying to get a beat on here. I mean, and if anybody's out there like, yo, I need some beats, feel free to holler at me. And that plug is not shameless. That's how we do it. You dig? But nah, man. We excited to just talk about some things, man. And I think the more that we talk about this in church, the more that it will impact those that are listening. Well, we live in a world. I was talking to some of the homies, man, in Genuine Life, and I was saying, man, you know, the thing that sucks a lot is, or the thing that makes things difficult is, or are, that we have to pretty much, just as the Word of God says, renew minds. There's a lot of old thinking, even with people in the church, you know, and if we do not address that old thinking, they'll continue to do things and think that it's okay. But the more that we say, hey, man, we have to make a stand for righteousness, the more that we say that, okay, that old thinking that you used to do, we have to clean it out. And somebody's like, man, if you are like, how do I clean it out? I don't know how to clean it out. I mean, this is stuff that I was born and raised thinking. You know, like, the Word of God clearly says that renewing your mind comes by hearing and hearing of the Word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word. The things that you allow in your eyesight, the things that you listen to, those are the things that are training your mind. A lot of people don't think about it a lot, that, hey, man, my mind is being trained by all the things that I listen to. And I just want to commend my parents on the way that they raised me up. They raised me up. Was like, I mean, if there was cussing in a video, a TV show or anything, turn that off. Witchcraft, anything. Like, I didn't even watch Beauty and the Beast, y'all. And cats be laughing and all that, but that's just how I was raised up. And I was able to save myself until marriage. Just like reflect, there were some things that I could have done even better, but I was able to save myself until marriage. And I think it's because of the way that I was trained up. Now, if I was listening to a lot of the secular music, and this is why it's important to clear your mind from this stuff, but if you're listening to that, it's like, man, why not? Why shouldn't I have sex? I should do whatever I feel like doing. If I feel like fighting somebody, I should do it. You know, because really what happens is once you're hearing that over and over, it starts to paint pictures in your head. Like, you can't listen to, you cannot listen to music. If you're listening to music, you cannot just block out what he's saying. And some people will say, I don't even know what he's saying. Well, I mean, if you really, really turn the song back on, you're going to be repeating some of the lyrics. And as you start repeating it, it starts changing your mindset. That's why a lot of people before games, they get hype. They'll play music to get them jumped, you know what I'm saying, or juiced. They'll play, you know what I'm saying, whatever they need to get an aggressive attitude. So they play music. Now, you know, even with Christian music, there's some songs that's aggressive. So you, oh man, I'm about to go in. Let me put this song in. And you start driving a little bit faster. I mean, it happens to me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that the music is bad. It's good. It's a good thing that it's Christian music that I'm allowing to fuel me up. Just like this song, Lecrae, Go Hard, Go Hard, Go Hard. I mean, when you play that joint, you can't help but get pumped up. And if you don't like that, you know what I'm saying, maybe there's some other music that we can accommodate you with. But what I'm saying is this, man. In order to abstain, we have to watch some of the things that are coming into us. You know what I'm saying? The heart can easily be corrupted by the things that we allow into us, man. And I think that is something that we have to do a better job of sharing in the church, because nowadays we see a lot of people. I mean, it's like normal to be going to church but having sex. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. It seemed like, well, everybody else is doing it. But that's because your circle ain't even saved. You stay around people that are not really fully committed themselves to God. And until we do that, it's gonna be hard to abstain. There's gonna be a lot of problems when it comes to abstaining from sex, man. And the topic abstinence, it doesn't even always just refer to sex. There's a lot of other things that we need to abstain from to keep us in right standing with God. And I think that this is something that we have to do a better job of sharing with those that go to church, with those that are coming to Christ. Okay, there's going to be a lot that you're going to have to cut out of your life now. You know what I'm saying? Some of your friends, you're going to have to abstain from them relationships for a while. And somebody be like, man, I just got saved. I want to save them. Yeah, you could tell them that you got saved, but if you're constantly kicking it with them. Matter of fact, I heard of one brother that got saved, right? He went and told his homies, and they were like, man, are you serious, bro? Don't tell me you really did that. And when he heard that, obviously, how do you think he felt? Like, man, my friends don't even agree on what I just did. And even though some of them would be like, oh, yeah, that's good, that's good. Like, deep down, a lot of them, if they're not going to give their life to Christ with you, they don't totally agree with what you've done. So we have to abstain to continue to keep our relationship with God righteous, And not only just to not do these things, but this shows, by us abstaining from this, this shows our love for God. We see Daniel abstain from the king's food. Why? Because he was showing, hey, man, I love my God more than I love this food. And I mean, they probably had some choice food. You know what I'm saying? They had some real good food. But what we see is Daniel said, I'm going to abstain from this. And it kept him from doing other things that were requirements for the people that were in that kingdom. And that could be some of the times where they had to bow their knees to the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had made, and all that, man. So let's make sure we are abstaining from these things, man, and giving God his glory and showing God we love him more than we love the things of this world, man. I'm out of here. It's the Warrior, Don Christian. You could always hit us up, 425-243-4285. And that's the Yacht of the King hotline. We out.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabak da, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabak da,